welcome to the Absolute Recap Biology Edition. I'm your host, Melanie Kingett, and I'll be your guide to scoring a 5. Here at the Absolute Recap, we aim to maximize your understanding and minimize your need for memorization. Each episode will review content, skills, and test-taking tips to help you succeed in May. Your recap starts now. Hi, and welcome to the Absolute Recap Biology Edition. Today's episode will recap the cell cycle and regulation. Let's zoom out. We're in Unit 4, Cell Communication and Cell Cycle, Topic 4.6 and 4.7. Our big idea is information storage and transmission. Once upon a time, you were one cell big. Then one became two, became four, 8, 16. You get the picture. Each time your cells divided, heritable information was also split in an incredibly coordinated chromosome dance. Science is a language first and a concept second. If you hear some words you don't recognize in this episode, make sure to write them down so you can reference them in a diagram later. Let's zoom in. What are some reasons why cells divide? We've already mentioned one of them, growth. Multicellular organisms divide and differentiate their cells for a variety of functions. Recall that as cells grow and divide, they still need to maintain a large surface area to volume ratio for efficient metabolism. Check out episode 7 for a full recap. Other reasons for cell division include repair and asexual reproduction. The cell cycle is a specific series of events regulated for the growth and reproduction of cells. It contains three main parts: interphase, mitosis, and cytokinesis. Inter means between. So, interphase is the time or phase in between what? Well, in between cell divisions. This is the time in a cell's life in which it performs all of its functions, fulfills its purpose. The time when it makes proteins, forms vesicles, sends signals, all the things that cells are destined to achieve. The amount of time that cells spend in interphase varies greatly. For example, a skin cell may last weeks, while a muscle cell spends years. Interphase consists of three parts in this order: G1, S, and G2. During G1 and G2, the cell is primarily growing in size, forming new organelles, and performing its regular cellular functions. During S phase, or synthesis, a copy of DNA is produced. We will go into the details of DNA replication in a future episode, but for now, recognize that the cell has made an extra, an identical, copy of its DNA in preparation for cell division. Some cells, like neurons, exit the cell cycle, entering a stage referred to as G0, or G subscript 0. This is one of the reasons damage to the nervous system is so difficult to repair. The cells are not in the cell cycle. Other cells can re-enter the cell cycle with appropriate signals. Next up is mitosis. Think T for two. This will be a helpful hint once we bring meiosis into the picture. Mitosis is the process of organized nuclear division and can often be referred to as karyokinesis. Karyo, having the same nuclear reference as in the word eukaryote, and kinesis, meaning movement. Mitosis has four main events, remembered through the mnemonic PMAT. These events arrange and divide the chromosomes toward opposite poles of the cell. First is prophase, in which the nuclear membrane disappears, chromosomes coil into their familiar X shape, and spindle fibers form from centrioles. Pausing at the X shape of a DNA chromosome for a second. The extra copy of DNA that was formed in the S phase of the cell cycle can now be identified. Each half of the X is an identical sister chromatid, connected to each other at the centromere. During metaphase, the spindle fibers attach to each centromere and, through a tug-of-war motion, align the chromosomes to the middle or equator of the cell. Think middle in metaphase. During anaphase, sister chromatids are separated at their centromere as spindle fibers shorten, pulling the identical copies to opposite poles of the cell. Think apart in anaphase. Finally, telophase. We need to undo the steps of prophase, so we will uncoil DNA back into its loose chromatin form, reduce spindle fibers and centrioles, and reform what is now two nuclear membranes. Lastly, the shortest step, cytokinesis, or the moving apart of the cell. In animal cells, a figure 8 will start to form as the cell membrane is pinched in by a contractile ring. I've always imagined animal cell cytokinesis much like the formation of balloon animals. The area of indentation is referred to as the cleavage furrow.
Ooh.
In contrast, plant cells will divide their cytoplasm from the inside with the development of a cell plate, eventually separating the two nuclei by a new cell wall. There are a number of internal controls or checkpoints that regulate a cell's progression through the cell cycle. Some checkpoints include checking for DNA damage, incomplete DNA replication, or unattached spindle fibers. The cell cycle is further regulated by a set of proteins and protein complexes, including cyclins and cyclin-dependent kinases. These complexes form and denature to activate target proteins throughout the cell cycle. You do not need to know specific protein pairs or growth factors for the AP exam. External controls, such as density-dependent inhibition and anchorage dependence, are absent in cancer cells, leading to uncontrolled cellular division. To recap, the purpose of mitosis is to create identical daughter cells for growth, repair, and asexual reproduction. In order of cell cycle event, interphase with G1, S, and G2, mitosis with prophase, metaphase, anaphase, and telophase, and lastly, cytokinesis. Regulation of the cell cycle is essential for normal cellular function. Today's question of the day is about cytokinesis. What organelle produces vesicles to deposit the cell plate? For the answer to today's and future questions, please follow us on Instagram at the Absolute Recap. That's the APSOLUTE Recap. If you are a student with questions or a teacher with suggestions, we'd love to hear from you. If you have a biology topic or another AP subject you would like us to cover on the Absolute Recap, please email us at theabsoluterecap@gmail.com. That's the APSOLUTE recap@gmail.com. The Absolute Recap is produced by Brad Kingett with music by Zach Caruso. Please remember to rate, review, and subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Time's up, pencils down. Thank you for listening to the Absolute Recap Biology Edition. AP is a registered trademark of the College Board. Copyright 2020, Absolute Recap, LLC, all rights reserved. Coming up next on the Absolute Recap Biology Edition, Episode 16, covering Unit 5, the battle between mitosis and meiosis.